Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 31, 1806. A missing river. Yesterday, March 30, the weather became fair and continues so. The captains see what they call a leather-winged bat, which could be any of a number of species, and they remark about the grass getting green and the frogs being abundant, all sure signs of spring. Today, March 31, they observe the summer duck or wood duck has returned. Butterflies and several species of insects appear. Mosquitoes become as troublesome as they were last year in the spring and summer. Waterfowl are plentiful. Today, Clark writes,
"We set out this morning and proceeded until 8 o'clock, when we landed on the north side opposite one large house of the Shahalah Nation. Near this house, at the time we passed on the 4th of November last, was situated 25 houses. 24 of them were built with straw and covered with bark as before mentioned. Those of that description are all destroyed. The one built of wood only remains and is inhabited. At 10 a.m. we proceeded on, accompanied by one canoe and three men. One of them appeared to be a man of some note, dressed in a sailor's jacket which had five rows of large and small buttons on it. Those people speak a different language from those below, with some few words the same, the accent different. A small river falls in about 80 yards wide, and at this time discharges a great quantity of water. The natives inform us that this river is very short and heads in the range of the mountains to the northeast of its entrance into the Columbia. We call it Seal River, from the great number of those animals which frequents its mouth. We proceeded on about 2 miles above the entrance of the Sea Calf River, and immediately opposite the upper part of the Quicksand River, we formed a camp in a small prairie on the north side of the Columbia, where we intend to delay 1 or 2 days to make some celestial observations. The three Indians encamped near us and visited our fire. We entered into a conversation by signs of the country and situation of the rivers. Quicksand River was short only, headed in Mount Hood, which is in view and to which he pointed. This is a circumstance we did not expect, as we had heretofore deemed it a considerable river. This information, if true, will render it necessary to examine the river below for some river which must water the country west of the western mountains to the waters of California. The Columbia is at present on stand, and we with difficulty made 25 miles today. Captain William Clark, March 31, 1806.
Monday, a great river.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.